Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Memar Avram Goldhar and Dir Maseches Gittin Daf Gimel. The first parak maybe get. The Zichru Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichru Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks, according to Rava, the Bafani Nechtav Ubafani Nechtam is to confirm the signatures. Why is one witness sufficient? It answers that fundamentally, documents do not need any confirmation because Reish Lakish said, Edima Chosumi Ashtar Nasu Kamish Nechukra Edusim Abasin. Witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined in court because people do not forge documents. The rabbinical requirement to confirm the get signatures can be satisfied with one witness, so she should not remain in Aguna if two witnesses cannot be found. The Gemara objects, as it did in the previous Gemara, that this can be counterproductive, since if the husband later denies the get's authenticity, there will be only one single aid to challenge him. It answers that since the shalich must deliver the get in front of others, he's careful from the beginning and will not come to compromise himself by the husband challenging the get he delivered publicly. He ensures that the get is authentic and the husband wants to divorce her. It is thus unlikely the husband will challenge and will not even be believed if he does. Point number two, the Gemara explains why Rava was not willing to explain our Mishnah's reason to be verification of Lashma. Mikatani Bifani Nechtav Lashma, Bifani Nechtav Lashma? Does the Mishnah teach that he says it was written Lashma before me and it was signed Lashma before me? Since it doesn't say so, the purpose of Bifani Nechtav is apparently not for Lashma verification. Rava answers that they didn't require such a long formula, meaning including the word Lashma, lest he inadvertently leave out part which invalidates the get, not having followed the exact required procedure. After he makes a declaration based and then asks him if the get was written Lashma. Rabbah did not explain the Mishnah's reason to be confirmation of the signatures because that would only require testifying about the signing of the get and not its writing also. Rabbah responds that there was concern that people may conclude that a single witness is sufficient to confirm signatures on all documents, so they enacted this additional requirement to indicate that the procedure is an exception. Rabbah counters, since there are already several halakhic differences between the confirmations, no one would confuse them. And point number three, our Mishnah, by requiring testimony about the writing and the signing, apparently holds that Lashma is required by both, according to Rabbah. The Gemara wonders which Tana holds this way. Rabbi Meir does not require the writing to be Lashma because a Mishnah teaches, although a get cannot be signed while attached to the ground, but Ksaba al-Mechubro al-Karka, if he wrote it on something attached to the ground, Tlashol Chasamu Nesanu al-Kasher, and then detached it, signed it, and gave it to her, it is valid, despite its being written while attached. We see Rabbi Meir does not require the writing to be Lashma, since the requirements to be Lashma and detached are taught in the same phrase. Rabbi Eliezer, although he required the writing to be Lashma, does not require a sign to be Lashma. He does not even require it rabbinically, as seen from the mission of the three rabbinically invalid Gittin, where Rabbi Eliezer says that even without signatures, so long as the get was given in front of witnesses, it is valid. She'ena edim chosim al get el mipnei tikun olam, because the witnesses only sign on a get for the benefit of society. The Gemara answers this question on the next stop. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara asks, according to Rava, that Bifani Nechtav Bifani Nechtam is to confirm the signatures, why is one aid sufficient? It answers that fundamentally, documents do not need any confirmation because Reish Lakish said, Edima Chosumi Ashtar Nasu Kamish Nechukra Edusim Abasin. Witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined in court because people do not forge documents. The rabbinical requirement to confirm the get signatures can be satisfied with one witness, so she should not remain in Aguna if two witnesses cannot be found. The Gemara objects, as it did in the previous Gemara, that this can be counterproductive, since if the husband later denies the get's authenticity, there will be only one single aid to challenge him. It answers that since the shalich must deliver the get in front of others, he's careful from the beginning and will not come to compromise himself by the husband challenging the get he delivered publicly. He ensures that the get is authentic and the husband wants to divorce her. It is thus unlikely the husband will challenge and will not even be believed if he does. Point number two, the Gemara explains why Rava was not willing to explain our Mishnah's reason to be verification of Lashma. Mikatani Bifani Nechtav Lashma, Bifani Nechtam Lashma? Does the Mishnah teach that he says it was written Lashma before me and it was signed Lashma before me? Since it doesn't say so, the purpose of Bifani Nechtav is apparently not for Lashma verification. Rava answers that they didn't require such a long formula, meaning including the word Lashma, lest he inadvertently leave out part which invalidates the get, not having followed the exact required procedure. After he makes a declaration based and then asks him if the get was written Lashma. Rabbah did not explain the Mishnah's reason to be confirmation of the signatures because that would only require testifying about the signing of the get and not its writing also. Robert responds that there was concern that people may conclude that a single witness is sufficient to confirm signatures on all documents. So they enacted this additional requirement to indicate that the procedure is an exception. Robert counters, since there are already several halakhic differences between the confirmations, no one would confuse them. And point number three, our Mishnah, by requiring testimony but the writing and the signing, apparently holds that Lishma is required by both, according to Rabbah. The more wonders which Tana holds this way. Rabbi Meir does not require the writing to be Lishma because a Mishnah teaches, although a get cannot be signed while attached to the ground, but Ksaba al-Mechubro al-Karka, if he wrote it on something attached to the ground, Tlashul Chasamu Nisan al-Kasher, and then detached it, signed it, and gave it to her, it is valid, despite its being written while attached. We see Rabbi Meir does not require the writing to be Lishma, since the requirements to be Lishma and detached are taught in the same phrase. Rabbi Eliezer, although he required the writing to be Lishma, does not require a sign to be Lishma. He does not even require it rabbinically, as seen from the Mishnah of the three rabbinically invalid Gittin, where Rabbi Eliezer says that even without signatures, so long as the get was given in front of witnesses, it is valid. She'ena edim chosim al get el mipnei tikkun olam, because the witnesses only sign on a get for the benefit of society. The Gemara answers this question on the next daf. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Gimel, and our standard Siman is a Gamal, a camel. And just a reminder, we're using green and all the Gittin Simanim to help distinguish the Simanim in this Masechta from the Simanim in other Masechta. So here goes. The green camel carrying only one witness to confirm the signatures on a get, since witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined in based in, passed between two rabbis who did not accept each other's explanation, and then stopped in front of two people where one was writing one get, Lishma, and the other one was signing another get, Lishma. Once again, slow motion. The green camel, that must be on Daf Gimel. The green camel carrying only one witness to confirm the signatures on a get, since witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined and based in, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, according to Rava, that Bufani Nechtam is to confirm the signatures. Why is one witness sufficient? It answers that fundamentally, documents do not need any confirmation because Reish Lakish said, witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined in court because people do not dare forge documents. The rabbinical requirement to confirm the get's signatures can be satisfied with one witness, so the woman should not remain in a guna if two witnesses cannot be found. So, the green camel carrying only one witness to confirm the signatures on a get, since witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined and based in, passed between two rabbis who did not accept each other's explanation, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why Rava and Rabbah did not accept each other's explanation. Rava was not willing to explain our Mishnah's reason to be verification of Lishma, because does the Mishnah teach that he says, it was written Lishma before me, and it was signed Lishma before me? And Rava did not explain the Mishnah's reason to be confirmation of the signatures, because that would only require testifying about the signing of the get and not its writing also. So the green camel carrying only one witness to confirm the signatures on a get, since witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined and based in, passed between two rabbis who did not accept each other's explanation, and then stopped in front of two people where one was writing one get Lishma and the other was signing another get Lishma, which reminds us, our Mishnah by requiring testimony about the writing and the signing apparently holds that Lishma is required by both, according to Rabbah. The Gemara wonders which Tana holds this way. It can't be Rabbi Meir because he doesn't require writing Lishma, and it can't be Rabbi Eliezer because he does not require signing Lishma. So once again, the green camel carrying only one witness to confirm the signatures on a get, since witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined and based in, passed between two rabbis who did not accept each other's explanation, and then stopped in front of two people where one was writing one get Lishma and the other one was signing another get Lishma. All right, so now it's time for four Balaba Chazara. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The Talmud who got pushed into the red maze of Doom Maze, that must be more Daf Mem Zayin. The Talmud who got pushed into the red maze of Doom by his Rebbe's left hand, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, Olam Tehei Smol Docha V'Yamin Mekarevis. It should always be the left hand which pushes away and the right should bring close. Unlike Elisha who pushed Gehazi away with both hands, and unlike Yeshua ben Parachi who pushed one of his Talmidim away with both hands. So the Talmud got pushed into the red maze of doom by his Rebbe's left hand, ended up discovering the murderer after the Egel Arufa had already been decapitated, which reminds us the next mission states what happens to the Egel Arufa if the murderer's identity becomes known after the decapitation or before the decapitation. So the Talmud got pushed into the red maze of doom by his Rebbe's left hand, ended up discovering the murderer after the Egel Arufa had already been decapitated, and then realized when he saw many murderers hanging out there as well that the heir of the Egel Arufa was probably over, which reminds us that the Sota waters in the Egel Aruva ended when wickedness increased. Daf Mem Ches. So the Simur Daf Mem Ches relates to Moach, the brain, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. The red-haired brainiacs, brainiacs. That must be more in Daf Mem Ches, Moach. The red-haired brainiacs who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate the Mai, which reminds the Gemara relates why Yochum Kohen Gadol enacted the Mai and how the Hafrash of the separation is done. So the red-haired brainiacs who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate the Mai got busy working on their bas kol detector, which reminds us. The next mission states, Mishem Mesu Nevim Harishonim Batu Urim Vetumim. From when the early prophets died, the Urim Vetumim ceased to function. The Gemara ultimately identifies the early prophets as those before Chagai Zechariah Malachi, the final prophets. A brisa teaches that when these three died, Ruach HaKodesh left Klal Yisrael, but they would still at times experience a bas kol. The Gemara records two incidents in which the rabbis heard a bas kol relating to Hillel HaZaken and Shmuel HaKatan. So the red-haired brainiacs who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate Damai got busy working on their bas kol detector, using fossils they believed were the preserved remains of the ancient Shamir, which reminds us. The Mishnah stated, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Batal HaShamir. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamir ceased. The Gemara brings a Machlokas how the Beis HaMikdash was built and where the Shamir was used, whether it was used to cut the stones from the mountains or only to engrave the stones of the Choshen and Ephod, which had to be engraved but also were required to remain complete. Daf Mem Tes. So the Simur Daf Mem Tes is meat and we often use a butcher. So here goes. The butcher who closes red meat butcher shop. Butcher, red meat. That must be one Daf Mem Tes. The butcher closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many rabbanan when all good things seem to cease, which reminds us the next mission lists qualities which were lost with the passing of numerous tanaim. So the butcher who closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many rabbanan when all good things seem to cease realized he was living in the ikvas of Mashiach because chutzpah increased, which reminds us the mission brings the signs that we're living in the ikvas of the Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach. The period right before his arrival, chutzpah will increase, prices will rise, the government will turn to heresy, and so on. So the butcher who closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many rabbanan when all good things seemed to cease realized he was living in the ikvas of the Mashiach because chutzpah increased when he returned to a store and saw a pig in a basket which stuck its hooves in the wall, which reminds us the rabbis taught when the Chashmonai descendant Hyrcanus was besieging his brother Aristobulus in Yerushalayim, a basket with money would be lowered to the besiegers who would send back up a lamb for that day's Karban Tamid. An old man who was familiar with Greek wisdom, a secretive method of communication used by the aristocrats, secretly informed those outside, Kozman Ja'oskin Ba'avoda, Inim Sarim Ba'yetchem, as long as they're occupied with the Avoda, they will not be delivered into your hands. The next day, the besiegers put a pig into the basket which stuck its hooves in the wall, and Eretz Yisrael shook over 400 parsa. Dab Beis. So the Simur Dab Beis is a bay, is a house, and in this case we use a Beis Din. So here goes. The Shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at the green basin, based in Bayis house, that must be on Dab Beis. The Shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at the green basin and declared, Bafane Nachtav Ubafane Nachtam, which reminds us. The opening Mishnah states, Hamevi get Medina Siyam, one who brings a get from a foreign land to Eretz Yisrael, Tzarek Shiyomar Bafane Nachtav Ubafane Nachtam, needs to state, it was written in my presence and signed in my presence. The Mishnah lists other instances when Bafane Nachtav Ubafane Nachtam must be said. So the shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at the green basin and declared, Bafane Nechtav, Ubafane Nechtam, overheard the Dayanim fiercely debate if the reason was one of Lashma or that there wouldn't be Edim Mitzuin Lekaimo, which reminds us two reasons are given for the ruling that one bringing the get must say, Bafane Nechtav, Ubafane Nechtam. Rabbi says, Lefisha Ein Bekin Lashma, because people outside Eretz Yisrael are not familiar with the halacha that a get must be written for the woman's sake to be divorced with. By requiring Edis about the get's writing and signing, they'll be able to ask the shliach if it was written with Shema. Rava says, L'fishein edim matzulim l'kaimo, because witnesses are not available in Eretz Yisrael to confirm the get's authenticity since it was written outside Eretz Yisrael, should a challenge arise. They required a confirmation by the shliach at the time of delivery to avoid later complications. Three nafkaminas emerged from this machlokas. So the shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at that green basin and declared, Bafane Nechtav, Ubafane Nechtam, overheard that Dayanim fiercely debate if the reason was one of Lashma or that there wouldn't be edim Mitzuin Lekaimo, until one stood up with a chart and showed that since Rov Bekinhen in terms of Lashma, Midrabbanan only one witness was needed, which reminds us, we learned that two edim are not required to establish the get was written lishma, since Rav Bekinhen, most are familiar with the lishma requirement. Although Rav Meir does not rely on a simple majority, ordinary scribes are familiar with lishma, rendering the issue very unlikely. Thus, biblically speaking, we can assume the get was written lishma. They allowed the rabbinical requirement to establish that the get was written lishma to be satisfied with a single witness, so that it shall not remain an aguna if two edim cannot be found. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn? A shliach delivering a get from Medina Siyam, Masei Bafani Nechtav, Bafani Nechtam. That's on Dav. Bays. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn signs that one is living in Ikvas of the Mashiach, or the footsteps of Mashiach? That's on Dav. Memtes and Sota. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that the Sota waters in Eglo Rufa ended when wickedness increased? That's on Dav. Mem, Zayin, and Sota. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn Reish Lakish said? Edim ha-chasumim la-ashtar, nasu k'mishin nechukru edusim a-basin. Witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their edus was already examined in basin. That's on Dav. Gimel and Gedin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we have a question? Who to measure from in a case where there's one corpse on top of another? That's on Dav. Memhei and Sota. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn? Rabbi Meir does not require writing a get lishma, and Rabbi Eliezer does not require signing a get lishma. That's on Dav. Gimel and Gedin. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we machokes Rabba and Rabba regarding the reason the shliach masei b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtam? That's on Dav. Beis. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn about the passing of Tanaim and the various qualities lost? That's on Dav. Memtes and Sota. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn why Rava and Rabba do not accept each other's explanations? That's on Dav. Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn the incident of Elisha and the bears? That's on Dav. Mem, Vav, and Sota. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldthum Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.